From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 6 weeks before voters go to the polls, the two major U.S. party presidential nominees clashed late Monday in a televised debate from New York's Hofstra University. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton sparred over the economy, race relations, and foreign policy. Trump, the Republican nominee, blamed Clinton for the rise of the Islamic State.
This is something that never should have happened. Now, you're talking about taking out ISIS, but you were there and you were Secretary of State when it was a little infant. Now it's in over 30 countries. And you're going to stop them? I don't think so.
The former Secretary of State defended the Obama administration's Iran nuclear deal.
So I spent a year and a half putting together a coalition that included Russia and China to impose the toughest sanctions on Iran. And we did drive them to the negotiating table.
Clinton said Trump's economic proposals won't work. Trump accused Clinton of having little to show in 30 years of public service. The election is November 8. Polls show a close race. Gabonese President Ali Bongo is scheduled to be inaugurated for another 7-year term in office Tuesday, 3 days after his controversial and narrow election victory was validated by the country's highest court, despite a challenge from opposition candidate Jean Ping. Gabonese citizen Martha, an unemployed mother, said economic conditions in the country remain poor. International observers criticized the August 27 ballot as lacking in transparency. Taiwan braced for another blow from a typhoon Tuesday, this time one named Maggie. It's the third major storm to hit the island nation in 2 weeks. Thousands have been evacuated, schools and offices closed, hundreds of flights disrupted. The typhoon packs winds of 160 kilometers per hour with even higher gusts. This is VOA News. The embattled